Get the business from Emma.
Thanks, Rachel. As we've been hearing overnight, European Union finance ministers agreed on a plan to rescue troubled banks without leaving taxpayers with the bill. It will see the bank's creditors and shareholders take the first hits and then savers with more than €100,000. On this and more, we're joined in studio by markets analyst Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets. Paul, how much of a change of this is this, and do you think it really will leave taxpayers without the bill?
Yeah, morning, Emma. Very much like everything that comes out of the EU, in principle it sounds very good, but in practice I don't think it's going to work. The main reason for that is the politicians have decided that they want to try and break the sovereign from the banks, which of course in Ireland we all know is a very good idea and we should have done that many years ago. The main problem here is if a bank in Europe is going to fail in the next couple of years, why is it going to fail? And it's going to fail because of the holdings of sovereign bonds that they've got. The ECB has told banks around the world to load up on sovereign bonds. So while the politicians are saying they're breaking the sovereign from the banks, they're not at all, because on one side you've got the ECB telling banks to buy sovereigns. If there's a problem with a bank, it's going to be in the sovereign bond market, and the banks will be able to say to the sovereigns and to the ECB, it's all your fault. So in practice, I don't think it's going to work.
And speaking of countries' finances, the markets, the US stocks rose sharply yesterday as investors thought the weak GDP reading for the US would keep the Fed stimulus going, will it?
Yeah, I mean, the volatility in the market has really sharpened since last Wednesday's, since Mr. Bernanke talked about tapering. So we had some serious falls all across Europe in late last week. But because it's the end of the half year, we have had some buying yesterday and today, this morning in Asia, and I would expect that to continue this afternoon. But the GDP numbers in the USA, absolutely dismal. Came out yesterday at 1.8%. And when you think we've had 4 years of quantitative easing, they've put trillions and trillions of dollars into their economy, and the economy can grow only at 1.8%. Absolutely shocking. But of course, the financial markets take it in a very perverse way, and that's why they bought stocks yesterday, because they're basically saying Ben Bernanke won't be able to switch off the heroin tap.
And any sign of these feral hogs of the markets we were warned about earlier this week by Dallas Fed's Robert Fisher?
Well, again, I think you're going to see more of them next week rather than the end of this week, because what you'll see is a lot of hedge funds squaring up the books now in the next 24 hours. So I would expect the markets to be relatively quiet for the next 48 hours. But again, I would expect then the volatility to increase again and be there for the next couple of months and for the summer.
OK, Paul Somerville, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. And while PayPal is looking at the issue of paying for things in space, Irish company 3V has struck a deal with Finnish mobile operator DNA to allow mobile payment by smartphone and on the internet. For more on this, we're joined by 3V's Kieran Guilfoyle. Kieran, how does it work?
Yeah, hi, good morning, Emma. Yeah, so 3V are an Irish payments company. We design, build and develop payment systems. People will know us in Ireland for the O2 money deployment. So we've built a smartphone-based payments platform for DNA in Finland. As you said, they're the second largest mobile operator up there with 2.5 million customers. And in essence, the system will allow people to create instantly a Visa debit account on their smartphone, and then they'll be able to use it online or in-store using NFC technology, and also be able to send money instantly to anybody anywhere else in the world.
When will this be a reality, and do you have any similar plans for the Irish market?
It will be launched in Finland in Q4. And in terms of the Irish market, yes, we are looking at developing similar systems.
OK, Kieran Guilfoyle, thanks very much for joining us this morning. That's Kieran Guilfoyle of 3V. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.30.27 and at 84.97 pence sterling.